Hello and welcome to another edition of From Their Perspective. I'm Greg Hayner and I'm pleased to bring you another interview. I'm going to be talking today with two sisters, Shanoa and Pilar Casamayor, both portrait photographers who specialize in engagement and wedding photography in and around Alberta. Through their imagery, they endeavor to capture couples' special stories and convey the blessings of love and family. Please be sure to check out their work over at LetThereBeLightPhotography.com. And so, without further ado, Shanoa and Pilar, I'd like to start us off by asking, how did you both get started in photography?
I think that the love for photography really just came from loving family photos. I remember just going through cardboard boxes in our basement and being completely captivated by the memories held and that were in those photos, and just really that transitioned into me being the one behind the camera always taking photos, just wanting to really hold on to the moments in life, feeling like my younger siblings were growing up way too fast and just never wanting to forget a single thing. So I think it truly stemmed from just being sentimental and wanting to hold on to those memories and really savor life.
And then for me, it kind of started as a need that I could fill. For Shanoa, coming out of high school, I was actually really dealing with a pretty hard sickness, and there, a lot of the career options that I had previously thought I was going to pursue were no longer, I was no longer able to do them. So Shanoa offered me an opportunity to work with her and kind of second shoot, and that allowed me to explore the world of photography and discover that I really love the creativity behind it. And then having always been kind of an artist at heart, it kind of became a natural expression of that for me.
That's fantastic. That's pretty cool. So if you guys could briefly describe for me your business and its core values, how would you describe what you guys do?
We like to say that we are in the business of capturing the moments that people never want to forget. So for us, taking pictures is really about reminding people about how richly we're blessed, you know, with the love of family and each other. It's just a desire for us to produce images that will be treasured by future generations. So I think some of the fundamentals of what we believe, I think, for our business, that we always want to be motivated by love, because we believe that people matter infinitely more than money. So nothing in this life is really ours to keep. So we really truly believe that the investment that we make in other people is what the only thing that's going to really endure throughout eternity. So it's such a privilege to capture weddings, because the commitment made in the covenant marriage is so beautiful. And as far as portraits go, each individual is just such a work of art and so inherently beautifully made by God. So we just want people to really feel treasured. And yeah.
Yeah, we also believe that work is a gift from God. So we want to put excellence into what we do. And just truly, in every picture that we take, we like to work to make it a beautiful expression of what God created. So yeah, just enjoying the work that we do and spend our days creating.
So why did you guys choose to work primarily in the engagement / wedding market?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. When we first were thinking about that, it wasn't really quite that simple. I fell in love with wedding photography after shooting my very first wedding back in 2007. But for the first few years of having the business together, we primarily shot portraits. And so it was a bit of a long road actually leading up to 2012, which was the first season that we began shooting mostly weddings and engagements. And because of that time in between, I think that we really see each wedding as just like a huge honor for us to shoot. So I think our favorite thing to do is engagement shoots, just hanging out with couples. And maybe even more than that, when we first meet them and just sit down over coffee and hear their love story that never gets old. Every single time, it's just an amazing thing to see how two lives come together and to be so closely involved with that journey to marriage. So even on their wedding day, I think that the photographer is one of the only, if not the only person, who is with the bride and groom through every aspect of their day. So right from when they get ready in the morning, all the way through to the reception. And that's just really an incredible privilege to show up and love and support people in practical ways, and just to see that, that's thrilling every time.
So let me ask you, what is it that drives you as photographers? What is it that really makes you go, yes, this is why I do what I do?
For us, and just personally speaking, definitely driven by a passion to document stories of the lives that we love the most. So every person is unique, and we always say our favorite subjects to shoot are our family, because we know them and we can tell a story almost more accurately through them, or about them. But definitely inspired by the people we photograph, wanting to tell their story and capture the beauty and uniqueness of each person that we get to work with. And then, yeah, we just really love what we do. We love taking pictures of people. It's honestly one of the most blessed jobs, or at least in our opinion, getting to serve people. And yeah,
that moment when you know you've got the real them, whether it's them laughing or just a look that a couple gives each other, those are the moments where we just get super excited, you know, looking at the back of the camera and being like, yes, yes, we've captured that moment forever. And it's just really exciting.
Sweet. Wow. So you guys are sisters, and I'm kind of curious, what kind of dynamic does that bring out in a normal photo shoot? I mean, do you guys work differently when you're together than you would individually? What's that look like?
Yeah, definitely. I think that it really helps that we can read each other's minds. and not literally, but almost. Some days it just feels like having been so close throughout our entire lives and sharing so many of the same experiences that we can literally know what the other one is thinking without needing to verbally communicate things, which can be pretty handy on wedding day. So I think that we've really come to rely on each other and know how to work together without having to really think about it, just because we've always spent so much time together. And so that's definitely an advantage. I think that recently I had an opportunity to really see what it was like going solo when I shot Pilar and her fiance's engagement photos. And honestly, my hat is off to every photographer who has to work alone, because I was totally feeling at a loss not having her there to back me up. So I think that we kind of joke that Pilar's alter ego is Reflect-A-Girl. But honestly, I think she does have superpowers when it comes to creating beautiful light.
I think we also love working together, because when we're working together, there's a uniqueness that comes from our perspective as individuals. And just looking back, reviewing our pictures from a wedding day, it's really awesome to be able to see, although we're shooting with the same style and the same moments, the other person's perspective is really refreshing, and just realizing that Shanoa saw something completely different than I saw, or she captured a moment that I totally missed. It's just really relieving and almost a comfort knowing that we can go into a shoot with that other angle to sisters.
What would you say are some of the biggest challenges associated with being business owners?
That's a really good question. Being accountable for your own work schedule is a huge challenge that we've had to work through. You don't have a boss, and so there's no one really setting your hours or putting boundaries around the time that you have to work. And so you need to be able to be responsible with that and treat it as a real business, a real job that you go to every day. And being responsible to your clients is hugely important, and we've found that we needed to kind of put up boundaries with that in our everyday schedule.
Yeah. I think on the other hand, there's the reality that work is never really done. There's always one more thing on your to-do list. And so having to find that balance between enjoying the flexibility of being self-employed and being able to set our own hours, but on the other hand, not letting business consume your entire life, even though you love what you do, just making sure that your priorities are still straight as far as having time for other things and other people. So, yeah.
So where do you guys go to get your inspiration? I mean, we all kind of run dry at times, feel, you know, like we can't produce crazy, amazing work. Sometimes it's hard to get up and do things when you don't feel inspired. So how do you guys handle a situation like that?
Is Pinterest a valid answer?
Definitely.
No, just kidding. As much as I love Pinterest, but mostly I think that personally I'm very inspired by beauty. So just especially beautiful light, but seeing beautiful things all around. There's a reason why we called our business Let There Be Light Photography. And legitimately there are times when the sun, it's just about golden hour, like an hour before sunset. And if I'll be outside and we do not have any shoots booked, I just feel like paying strangers to let me take their picture because the light is so inspiring. So I definitely, get excited, just being out and seeing beautiful light and just knowing that everywhere I look, like there's just such beauty in this world beyond description. And just, I think that's some of our hugest inspiration when we need our batteries recharged, just being able to go sit in the mountains or, go out on the lake and just really soak in the artistry that God has created and put in this world. It's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. And then another big inspiration for both of us, especially at the beginning of our journey, was other photographers. And I guess just looking at their work and getting to see another perspective, getting to see how someone else views life and views the world around them and seeing the different angles people would use or, the exploring with light. Some people would use flash or a different source of light that was really inspiring that we'd be like, oh, you know, I think I'm going to go out and try that the next shoot we have. So, yeah, it's really inspiring to be looking at other photographers' work.
So what would you guys say is the purpose of photography?
I think it's really the same as the purpose for our lives. We know that we exist to bring glory to God and desire to do the same through our work. So, bringing people's eyes back to the focus of God and what he's called us to do and the fact that, yeah, he's created a beautiful world for us to live in and just being able to focus on that instead of all of the other stuff that can sometimes distract us in day-to-day life, whether it's busyness or just the darkness in the world. So, ultimately just to love and honor God first and foremost and then really love our clients in practical ways, as well as taking their pictures. Chanel and I love, if we can, just blessing brides and grooms before their wedding. It's a crazy time of life, and being able mm-hmm. to remind them to take time for each other and to love each other, whether it's just going out for coffee together or, something practical, sending them a gift before the wedding is hugely important to us. And just realizing that God intentionally brought them into our lives, so we want to bless them through the work that we do.
Fantastic. Do you guys have any advice for beginning photographers who are looking to get into the professional marketplace?
We love beginning photographers. I love when I see that passion of starting out in photography that I know that I was there and I can remember that feeling. So I think that for a lot of people right now, the biggest advice that we would give first and foremost is just to keep practicing, like practice more and more and more. The best way to build confidence is just to shoot as often as you can, really until you can operate your camera without having to think about it. I think that once you pass that level where you can just take pictures, then you can really start to be creative and you don't have to think about fumbling around with the technical side. And so definitely something worthwhile putting the time in. I think that anything that you can do to learn, like take classes, go to workshops, read books, follow other photographers, read their blogs, ask more established photographers if you can help them out on a shoot, assist them. I have this theory that you always find out the greatest photographers are good friends with, you know, these other great photographers. And I think that's so true that we make each other better. So definitely find some other photographers that you can hang out with and build each other up. But I think if you're serious about becoming a professional photographer and making that your business, then we would probably not encourage you to do work for nothing. I think that's one of the mistakes that we made at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, trying to build a portfolio, we thought that it was a good idea to do work for free. And that's a really hard reputation to break out of once it's established. So not that you can't choose to gift someone the gift of photography and do photos if you choose to, but that just needs to be your choice, not something that you do as a habit of letting people expect that from you. So definitely you don't have to charge a lot at the beginning, but just put some value on your work as you get started. And yeah, along with that, buying an expensive camera is not really what's going to qualify you to be a wedding photographer. I think that really and truly the experience is so much more important. Weddings really only happen once, and there's no chance to do over. So the one thing that we'll often encourage people to do is not to start shooting weddings right away. Really build experience and take portraits. Do things that, you know, you have some leeway. If it doesn't turn out the first time, you can always do it again. All that to say that inexperienced photographers kind of go out not knowing what to expect and getting into it. So just make sure that you take time to maybe second shoot before you shoot a wedding by yourself, or be prepared for the responsibility of photographing a wedding. So it's an amazing experience, but it's such an important day, and so you definitely want to put some time and effort into building up your knowledge in photography before you take that on.
Wow. That's a lot to take in, but I think it's good advice, definitely. So what are some successful methods you've found to promote your business? Social media, flyers, business cards. I don't know. What are you guys using?
Definitely social media. We haven't actually explored a very broad spectrum of social media, but we have found that a Facebook page has actually been a huge promotional for our business. It's such a great avenue for connecting other people, because we'll put up a picture and then our clients will use it as their profile picture, and then that connects you to all of their friends. So we've really found that that's been great to reach a lot of people in a short amount of time. And then, yeah, business cards. We have found that having professional business cards really helps make a good impression on our clients or future clients. And we use Moo. Moo.com to create our business cards, and it's such a great avenue because we have on one side a picture and then on the other side our information, and we have so many people who are like, oh, can I take more than one of these, because they like having the pictures on one side and there's different pictures on every card, so it's kind of like a collector or a collection of pictures. But ultimately our favorite way of promoting our business has been through client referrals or friend referrals. It's word of mouth, other people telling their friends about us, and we just find that when we work with past clients, friends, or friends of friends, we can go into it with a better understanding of who they are, and yeah, it's just really fun to work with other people's friends.
That makes sense. Okay, so what would you say is one of the greatest challenges you face as photographers?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of challenges, but I think the biggest one for us is probably just learning to be content while still pursuing excellence. And I think it can be really hard not to compare your own work and the success of your business to that of other photographers around you, and just let that steal your confidence. It's so true that comparison can be a thief of joy. And I think that discouragement can really get in the way of us doing the best job that we possibly can for our clients. And so just really choosing to stay focused on learning and growing and not on comparing with everyone else and what they're doing.
Yeah. And then also working in an industry that is actually very seasonal has been pretty difficult. Especially where we live and are located, the wedding season is really just about 5 months long. And for the rest of the year, there's snow on the ground, and not a lot of people get married in the snow. We're trying to work on that because ultimately it's gorgeous. But yeah, it's true that our wedding season really lasts for 5 months. So when there's no guarantee that you're going to have a paycheck, we've found that we had to go out and be flexible with being willing to work at other things. So that has meant a lot of different things over the journey of our photography work. One of them was kind of what we mentioned earlier, just teaching kids and starting workshops and doing that in the slow months. And then another one is taking on design jobs. We've had a pretty consistent design job with a Sunday school curriculum that Chanel's been working with, and I've kind of helped here and there. And then we've also kind of dabbled in website design a little bit, and just being able to do that for friends and other photographers and also for the Sunday school curriculum. So just being really flexible with the work that we're willing to do.
If I could insert another question here, just really briefly, if you can think of something. In the process of wedding photography, what is probably one of the most challenging things you've experienced, during the time of photographing the wedding? What's something that you found to be extremely challenging?
I think that the time crunch is very challenging, just because when you're working with a couple on an engagement shoot or when you're working with a family on a portrait shoot, you have a lot of time to be creative and to explore and look for light or look for different angles or different things like that. Whereas wedding photography, you're working with like 3 hours where you have to have so much time for wedding party and for family. So being flexible and kind of going into it with a really good idea of what you want to come out of it with. So Chanel and I really like to scout the location before we get there and just be like, okay, this will work for this and this will work for that, and kind of go in with, this is what we want to come out of the day with, because otherwise it's really easy to lose time and not be able to be creative the way we'd like to be.
That being said, I think being willing to go to plan B, because as much as we love to plan ahead, weddings never, never, ever go according to plan, and that's okay. That's part of what we love about them. And so just being able to adjust to the situation and still do the best work you can possibly do. I think that for me, one of the hardest challenges is walking away, because we have run out of time or we didn't accomplish what we want to, and knowing that that's still okay. Because I'm the kind of person that wants to make sure that we have every single thing on our checklist, done and make sure that we've gotten every shot. And that's just not possible at every wedding to get every image. And so just to do the best job you possibly can do and then to be able to walk away if you need.
And really just go into it with the vision of, you're not capturing a specific list of images. We're there to capture the day as it unfolds. So however that looks, doing the best job that you can in that situation. So as long as you walk away with images that accurately display their day, that's really what you're there for.
Yeah, that's a good perspective. It's easy to kind of lose focus of that and get tensed up, stressed out about the time crunch and all the stuff you have to do in that short period of time. But if you can maintain that perspective, that's really what matters. Well, I just got one more question for you guys. In looking back over your journey as photographers, what would you say is the greatest takeaway for you both?
For me, I've learned that good light is by far the most important factor in making a good photo. So light trumps everything else. It's really funny when we're driving, Chanel will sometimes stop me and be like, ah, the light just stopped, pull over. And just working with Chanel, it's been incredible. Her love for light and being able to see light has been really good for my journey and just growing that in me. The location you have, the equipment you use, the styling and everything else, really none of that will make up for a poorly lit picture. And it will always affect the end quality of your photograph. So we always start out by looking for good light, but when it isn't there, we found that we really need to learn how to create it. So that's been something that's been a challenge, but it's also been such a blessing coming out of it.
Yeah, and I think for me, looking at photography, I've really learned that photographs appreciate in value over time. The moments of this life are so fleeting, and sometimes even just being caught up in the day-to-day of this being our business, I lose sight of the fact that what we do is really important, and just capturing these moments. Like, babies don't stay babies for very long, and they grow up way too fast, and a lot of the people that we love might not be here with us forever. And so we have to just realize that those pictures that we take will mean so much more a year from now, 2 years from now, especially 10 years from now, that, yeah, they truly are going to increase in value as time goes on. And so we're not just taking them for today. We're definitely taking them for tomorrow to look back on. Yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic. Well, Chanoa and Pilar, thanks a bunch for taking time out of your day to do this interview with me. It's great to hear your individual perspectives on the significance of photography and to catch a glimpse of the passion you both have for creating beautiful imagery. Be sure to check out Chanoa and Pilar's website over at LetThereBeLightPhotography.com and hop over to their Facebook page while you're at it. Well, that wraps it up for today. Until next time, I'm Greg Hayner. Thanks for listening.